Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing today? That's great. A little bit of a short porch week this week as seasons are pretty much winding up. We will talk about the Black Bears this weekend. A big win for them Saturday after a dismal Friday night. We'll do some MSHL review because I forgot to do it last week as the championship was on the first. My B, though. My B. We'll also talk a little bit about some youth hockey from this weekend, some district champions from the Maryland area, and also the players of the week. So if you feel a little slighted, you can go and listen to my interview with Maryland Black Bears president Robin Remick, which I put out last week. It's fantastic, a fantastic talk with her. Seems to be received really well, and I thank you all for listening and sharing and do what you need to do. Public service announcement. So, Maryland Flag Day was March 9th, as it is should be every day, quite honestly. But the biggest thing that I'm seeing here is a little bit of liberties taken with the flag in the hockey arena. And I hate to call out the Maryland Black Bears, but I've done it before. And I will do it again until this thing is rectified, hopefully next season. As I was scrolling through Johnny P's pictures on FOHS Radio, the page on Facebook where you can get all those fun things, I noticed a lot of the players still have the flag, the Maryland flag, upside down. Now, it's troublesome to me because the Maryland alternate jerseys that they had, the flag was also upside down. Rule of thumb, and this is directly from the Maryland state government. I put it on the Twitter page because Johnny has a little card from CRW Flags in Glen Burnie, our home flag store. The black square is in the air, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you know the Maryland flag is right side up. Black square in the air. The first dot, the first little quadrant on the top left corner, as you look at it, should be the black square. If it is not the black square, the flag is upside down, and Maryland is in distress. I'm putting this out there for future reference. Make a note of it. Black square in the air. Everything's cool. My public service announcement and the government of Maryland's public service announcement to you and yours out there. And that's only because I saw the pictures. Some of the jerseys are fine. Some of the shoulder patches on the jerseys are fine, but some of them are not. So if we could possibly remedy that, maybe for next season, since there's only six games left, that would be fantastic. Let's get to the Maryland Black Bears. They hosted the Northeast Generals for the last time in the Den in Piney Orchard. Friday, Saturday set, and Fridays have not been great for the Maryland Black Bears. In fact, after this weekend, the Maryland Black Bears are 4-21 on Friday games, discounting the prospects game. Not the prospects game, the showcase. If you add the showcase, they're only 5-21. But 4-21, 5-21, whatever you want to say it, they have quite a big losing record on Friday nights. So that's one thing. And obviously, you know what I'm going at here, as the Maryland Black Bears fell 4-1 to the Northeast Generals. It was really all Northeast Generals all day. Clark Kerner got two in the first. Louis Bourdon got two in the second. And while Nick Grimaldi tried to get things going midway through the third with assists from Luke Posner and Christian Brun, it was not to be. That's all she had to say about that 4-1 final. David Tomeo, 25 saves in the losing effort, and two minor penalties for David Tomeo. Good work by him. He got a bit of a roughing as people were fighting in his crease. He decided to get into it and also set a little bit of a pick. But the Generals player went down like a freaking feather. Like, he just got touched and he went down like he was shot. It was almost like watching Premier League a little bit. It's not a knock at soccer. There are some divers in Premier League. So, put that out there. A bad night. Bad night overall. Only put 16 shots on David Fezzeden. who is a tall goaltender. Let's put it that way. But Nick Grimaldi, his third. Luke Posner, his third assist. So is Christian Bruin, his third assist. 4-1. Saturday, you can see some things going. You can see the heart. They knew their backs were up against the wall. In fact, they continue to be against the wall because from this point on, Maryland has to win out and the Northeast Generals have to lose out. And then also they have to hope that the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights lose out as well. So a lot of math in this. But thank goodness the Maryland Blackbirds have a lot of heart, as it was a big heart win on Saturday, snapping their 10-game losing streak. 5-3 is the final on that count. Big game. Didn't start off great. Did not start off great. John Jaworski, his sixth goal of the year, only 27 seconds in from Connor Marshall and Ryan Rowan. Then Maryland got the wheels going early in the second. Luke Posner, his fifth of the season, a minute 33 into the game. Nick Grimaldi, Christian Bruin. That line, fantastic line for them this week. Good work on their behest to do that. Alex Cohen then got the lead back for the Generals. Jaworski and Michael Higgins on the assist, but Daylon Manning notching his 16th of the year from Kareem Del Ponte and Merrick Wozni late in the second period. Tie game 2-2, and boy, was it a frantic third. See, no penalties had been called for the first two frames. The third period had all the penalties. Nick Grimaldi just went oops upside the head of Ariel Nas in a fighting contest. Both got a 5 and a 10 for that. 5 minutes well-deserved. Then things got a little bit more feisty. Cam Gaudet, who could be the biggest scumbag in the Eastern Division, not only did he get a double minor, he almost tried to break off Connor Pooley's arm. So that's not kosher for our captain. Can't do that. But luckily, Pooley was able to get back into play literally after the Gaudet penalty. And next thing you know, gets himself his 16th of the season as well. Jake Tsujishi and Luke Salem on the assist there, off the floor, on the board for him. 4 minutes later, on the power or on the penalty kill, after the 5-on-3, because the Black Bears were on a 5-on-3, so after Lucas Youngblom got released and Kareem Del Ponte had a few more seconds left, Max Bors, oh, what a forecheck by him, breaking it alone, shorty, like a melody in my head, making it 4-2 Black Bears. The Generals would not go quietly into that good night, though. Alex Cohen gets his second of the game from Rowan and Joshua Nagel, or Joseph Nagel, rather. Joshua Nagel's a kid I went to school with. Joseph Nagel was there, but empty netter, all she wrote. Daylon Manning finding the empty twine. Jonathan Young, Connor Pooley on the empty net. That's all she wrote. Anthony Del Tufo, 34 saves in a winning effort. Two goals for Daylon Manning, a goal for Max Borst, who had himself a great shorthanded goal there. What a hearty, gritty team effort right there. Good work by this team, knowing what was at stake, and even though it is a slim chance, door's not completely closed yet, but there's a very slim chance of this team getting to the playoffs. They made sure they're making the most of it. Like I said, currently they trail the Northeast Generals by 11 points. They trail the fifth place Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights by 8 points. However, the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Knights have 4 games in hand. Northeast Generals have 3 games in hand. It could be all she wrote. That being said, still a lot to play for. A lot of pride to play for. And this team right now, I mean, they're everyone's contributing. And I think I like that. Everyone is contributing on this team. It's not just Connor Pooley and Daylon Manning. Jonathan Young's getting some looks in there. Luke Mountain's been amazing. He could be the Cy Young winner this year. Luke Salem has been sturdy on the point, being thrown into that number one defenseman role. Merrick Wozni picking up his game, even though he's been moved to the point. Max Borst and Jake Tsujishi, the energy guys, really coming in. It's been a hell of a time. I really am glad. I mean, hell, even Luke Posner coming back from injury, starting to contribute a lot more. It's a team that is made up perfectly, in that they have the balance throughout. Guys can score on different lines. Guys are willing to go ahead and be what they need to be. Play the role that they are given. And that's a huge sign for this team moving forward. And I think if they keep a bulk of these players in for next season, if they can, it would be great. And I think that overall it would be just perfect for this team to keep a lot of these key players together and maybe make another run of it next year. I would love to see a lot of these guys this year. I really would. Or for this year into next year. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see how many people can hang out and play. Maybe at the end of the season, I'll give my wish list for the Maryland Black Bears, either in blog form on ScottyWaz.com or here on the show, or both. Synergy. You can follow along at home. How about that? So the Black Bears now take on the New Jersey Titans at home. It's the last home weekend. It's Fan Appreciation Night. It's Billet Appreciation Night. It's Herbody Appreciation Night. And if you can appreciate yourselves, maybe appreciate your boys a little bit. This is Scotty on a soapbox after the Maryland. I'm going to bookend this with a Scotty on the mount thing. If there's an NAHL Media Award, I would like to be nominated. If there is an NAHL Photo Award, I would like to nominate John Patanza. Not because we think we deserve it. We think we cover this team as well as anybody else in the league. We feel we give you guys the coverage. We want the league to recognize us and the Black Bears and Maryland hockey. It's the first year in. Let Maryland be known. This team from the top down, from Murray Gunty to Robin Remick to Alex Atano, from Christy Perry, Colin McCarthy. All these people need to be recognized. So if you don't recognize your boys, recognize the team. Because this team has started from scratch. They've done well for an expansion team. They need to be recognized. So NAHL, I know you're not listening because I've seen the numbers. You guys got to recognize this team for what they've been doing in the community in the first year. Maybe if there's a media award, holla at your boy. I would love that. It would mean the world to me. Give it to my dad and see. See, Dad? I did something. He'd be like, what did I tell you? Why are you in this house? How'd you get here? In any case, that's it. That's all I ask. Let's hope this team gets recognized because they should appreciate what they've done for this community. They've built the community. Let's be honest. They've built this community. They brought in the right people to be billets. They brought in the right teams to be acknowledged. They've done everything right for the home team, and they've done everything right for the community and Central Maryland and Anne Arundel County. So hopefully not lost in this Fan Appreciation Night, Billy Appreciation Night. You should appreciate the team and what they have done for this this area, done for the league, done for the community, everything. So I don't know what that was. That was just a random-ass rant, wasn't it, kids? Thank you for joining me on that mission. Appreciate it. Go to the home games. Sell it out. I want to see sellouts for the last two games. I want to see New Jersey Titans being sold out. Just have the energy like they had at the beginning of the year. This is the team that we're bookending the home schedule. Titans begin, Titans to end. In the middle, there was a hodgepodge. But let's go ahead and bookend the home season, huh? How about that? I would appreciate it. I'm sure the Black Bears would appreciate it, too. This team's on the rise. This team's really good. Get them another Friday win, too. Get out there, pack the den, make it happen, kids. So lost in all the shuffle of last week, as I was preparing for something entirely different, the Maryland Student Hockey League went to their championships. Well, of course, we mentioned 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, probably at this point, Gonzaga had won the prep champions. This past week, that's right, or 2 weeks ago, we had ourselves a nice little winner, and that was the Winston Churchill School. That's right, kids, for the fifth straight year, which is insane to say, the Winston Churchill team has gone ahead and won a championship. They're eighth in the entirety of their program. That's huge. That's a big, big win for them. Won 5-4. It was the closest scoring championship since the South River Ligagore 9-8 shootout of 2007. And who doesn't remember that? I kind of don't remember that. Not going to lie to you. I kind of don't remember that. But here we are. Congratulations to Churchill. Fifth straight title, eighth in the program history. So that's huge. Good for them. Awesome to see. And maybe, just maybe, they'll go ahead and move it forward. The M2 playoff brackets. I don't know what this is. Guess the M2 playoffs going on right now. The final is tonight as we speak right now. It should be a final now. I'm not entirely sure what is going on. Damascus took on Rockville Magruder in the final game of that tournament. And I'm trying to look up right now what we've got, and nothing as of yet. So maybe next week we'll figure it out, and then I'll figure out what the M2 is. Damascus seems to be riding roughshod, though. So we'll talk about all of that next week, if I remember, and go from there. But Churchill, shout out to them. Shout out to Gonzaga. Mazel. Some local hockey, some local youth hockey. The Washington Little Caps won the Southeast Division of the 18U Tier 1, and they'll be heading to Nationals this year, as will the Team Maryland AAA 16U team. They won the Southeastern District Tier 1 and heading to Nationals, while the Howard Huskies 16U AA won the Maryland Tier 2 AA championship, heading to Nationals as well. So congratulations to all three of those Maryland squads. Going to Nationals, huge, huge honor for them, and it should be a fun one for them. Who knows if we'll have any updates from that? I'm doubting not until it's all like 5 weeks later when I stop doing the podcast. I'm like, oh, crap, forgot about that, and then come on for a special show. So we will talk about that next week and the week after, whenever Nationals happen. We'll see about it. We'll see what happens and go from there. Now time to get to the players. As Bernie Kenyon says, players. Veronica Petty had an assist on Saturday in while aiding the Northeastern Huskies to win the Women's Hockey East title over Boston College. And they will host a tournament game Saturday against Cornell as the NCAA Women's Tournament getting underway. I believe third-ranked Northeastern. Good shot of them to win it. Good shot of Veronica Petty possibly bringing home a nice little natty championship. On this whole thing. So congratulations to Petty and the Northeastern Huskies. Another very good school to Maryland players. Tim Judy played for Northeastern as well after his career in the USHL. A Bowie product. His brother Chris Judy played for Mount St. Joe. It's a very, very explosive players from what I remember. So shout out to Northeastern. Sam Annis had an assist against Grand Rapids on Friday, trying to get into the swing of things. Very streaky this year. Injuries have kind of sidelined him a bit, so not a great time for him, but he's been able to get things done by and large. Nick Sorkin, big week for him. Two goals against Adirondack, one on Wednesday, one on Friday, and his play as of late has gotten him a promotion. He was called up by the Binghamton Devils on Saturday, played on Saturday and Sunday, did not register any points, but he's in the AHL. So congratulations for the promotion for Nick Sorkin there. Big get for them. One more step to the closer to the NHL for Sorkin, who very serviceable player. We'll see what kind of steps he makes after this. Madison Ferrand, her season is over with RIT as they were defeated in the hockey college hockey association playoffs, some kind of weird association they have. But RIT was knocked off by, I believe, Penn State. And Ferrand finishes her junior season with 3 goals, 4 assists, and 37 blocks on the year, going into her senior season with the RIT Tigers. Congrats to her on a decent season, and hopefully her senior season will be a big breakout year, not only for her, but for RIT and that program out there in upstate New York. So that'll do it. Like I said, a little bit of a short porch week. Like I said, if you feel slighted, go ahead and listen to my interview with Robin Remick, president of the Maryland Black Bears. If you already listened to it again. Download it. Listen to the ads. It's great times for everybody. If you want to get at us on the Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod is where you got to go. For all the pictures and stuff like that, at FOHS Radio, Facebook.com/FOHS Radio there as well. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/FaceOffHockeyShow. You can donate to us, help us get places we need to be. Helps with equipment, helps with travel, helps with all kinds of stuff that we want to do. It helps circumvent our cost a little bit. Helps ease our wallets a little bit by you donating. And there's some cool stuff in there if you get the right tiers. So that's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Wallace. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show, Media Faction powered by Blog Talk Radio. Now, there, hon, if Veronica Petty there, I call her Veronica because, you know, Dundalk, it's what we do. If she gets a Natty Bow championship there, he might be having a little Cutch and Crab championship going to her as well. Most successful Maryland player this year. It'd be fantastic. You know, she's from Rockville. Go just as Dundalk as everyone else there, hon. Be a good time for her. Be a fun time. We'll keep track of that. You guys have a good, safe weekend. Go field it down in Piney Orchard. Odinson needs it. Be a fun time. Last home weekend for them Bears. It'd be a fun time for everybody out there. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the week. We'll see you all next week.